Vanderbilt coach Bobby Johnson joins us. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, and I know a lot of stuff to talk about with your program, but we spent the last few minutes talking about the economy and how that affects, you know, people's spending on going to sporting events and that sort of thing. Have you noticed the pinch in terms of maybe you or other coaches you talk to, you know, as far as money spent on recruiting or, you know, the trips that coaches have to take and that sort of thing? Have programs felt the pinch to some extent?
No doubt about it. Everything's more expensive, just renting cars. You know, you got to get there. You know, that costs a lot. Then you got to rent cars and stay in hotels. It's all up, and, you know, everybody talks about the escalation of the facilities wars, but, you know, recruiting is going to be a big money item.
You know, Wycheck used to take his plane to work. Now he just has to take the limo. So that's how Frank has cut back, Bobby, to save the economy.
He does still have his helicopter.
Yep. Hybrid.
Bobby, you're going to hear a lot of questions, you know, about the Clemson job because you're a Clemson alum and so many ties. But what I'll ask you about this is that I know it's probably going to get a little annoying, but then on the other hand, we were saying to Joe, if they're asking you about Clemson, then you must be doing something right at Vanderbilt.
Well, I guess so. Everybody just assumes, just because I'm a graduate, they're going to talk to me. But, you know, that's the furthest thing from my mind. We've got plenty to do over here, and, you know, we're trying to win games. And, you know, that's what we'll concentrate on, and, you know, They'll figure it out over there at Clemson.
Does it make you feel good that the big bosses at your school, the chancellor and David Williams, have both said that at the proper time they're going to be proactive about this whole thing and try to sit you down and take care of you, and that has to make you feel good that your current employers badly want to keep you there?
Oh, sure. It feels great. And, you know, let me tell you, ever since I've been here, Vanderbilt's been great. And all the both administrations, you know, Gordon Gee and now Nick Zeppos have been fantastic, and they want us to succeed, and, you know, they're helping us out, and they've stepped up every time.
Bobby, you announced the change at quarterback yesterday. It'll be Mackenzie Adams getting the start at Georgia in place of Chris Nixon. Just to go into a couple of the things that went behind making that decision.
Well, you know, basically it's just, the fact that you're looking the opportunities that Mackenzie's had, and he's performed extremely well, and, maybe we can get that going at the first of the game. It's just a sort of a reward for him playing well, and just another opportunity to maybe try to get something going on offense. And believe me, we've got more work to do just than just changing quarterbacks. We've got to be more physical on the offensive line. You know, we've got to be smarter. We had too many penalties. Just changing the quarterback doesn't cure all your ills. You gotta go across the board and get better.
I know the simple answer to part of it is, you know, you have to open things up with a passing game, but what have been, you know, some of the issues as far as running the football?
Well, just playing against some good defenses the last 2 weeks, I think, you know, Auburn and Mississippi State are very similar, and, you know, they're very physical on the line, and, you know, at times, you know, against Auburn, we could run the football, but we didn't have much success with Mississippi State. We didn't adjust as well as we have been in the first 5 games to a different defense. And, you know, we're finding out that, you know, people are really game planning the heck out of us, which I think is a sort of a compliment. And, you know, we just can't assume that people are just going to give us the vanilla packages anymore. And you know, they're going to make us work for it.
Bobby, when you watch the Georgia-UT tape, what kind of stands out to you as far as that team and their, you know, you look at the stats and, you know, maybe some of them are misleading or not, depending on who they play, but they're right up there in the mix in total offense and total defense.
Yeah, they had, loads of yards against Tennessee and just didn't score, when they got in the red zone, and, you know, it kept the score down a little bit, but they're very impressive on offense. They've got it all. You know, they got a quarterback who's proven, and he's got a great arm. They got a tailback that is dynamic, and, you know, they got receivers now. You know, I think that was probably the thing that was holding them back a little bit, or making Stafford not as effective as he possibly could be the last 2 years.
How good is A.J. Green?
Don't even want to talk about it. But, you know, he's a big, tall guy who can run. He's got great hands. Other than that, he's just okay.
Bobby, Bobby, the one thing that had to really get under your skin about the Mississippi State game was, and it was uncharacteristic given the first five games of the season, your defense's inability to get off the field. It's something Tennessee struggled with, and I'm sure third down conversions on Saturday will go a long way in telling the story of this game.
Yeah, it really was. You know, Tyson Lee did a very good job of running the football when we had everybody covered. We actually were doing an excellent job of coverage, but, you know, sometimes when you get in man coverage or you use the kind of schemes that we do, if you break through that front four, you know, people are busy covering their assignments, and he was able to get down and, you know, a couple times he just made it by a yard, but he made it, and that kept drives alive and kept us, the ball away from us, and like you said, you know, made our defense play too long and didn't get off the field. So that's going to be a big emphasis for us this week, and it always has been, but, you know, we got to get back to the point where we take pride in it.
And if you look at their offense, Bobby, you got all these, you know, Green, Massaquoi, and you got Moreno and Stafford, but you look at that fullback, you know, I know Sutherland's there, but this new kid, you know, you tend you tend to forget about him, and they've been using him a lot more.
They have, and they got Sutherland back, and he's a tough, you know, hard-nosed guy for them, and, you know, like I said, they got all the weapons, but we're going to go down there anyway.
You'll still show up.
Yeah.
How important is it just to, you know, it's a no-brainer, but basically to know that this Moreno is a guy that just doesn't go down very easily, and you're really going to have to really put a lot of hats on him, and everyone should run to the football.
No doubt about it. That's the key to the great tackling is having a lot of people there with a chance to do it. He's hard to tackle. But if you got two or three there and somebody makes him make a cut and then you got other people coming at him, you're going to have a much better chance of making the tackle. And, you know, last year we actually did a fairly good job against Georgia offensively, but I think they're much better this year. I think we're just as good or better on defense. So it's going to be a very interesting day as far as, you know, our defense against their offense.